Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is November 5th, 2017. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. But before we begin, a brief reminder. The Astrology News Report needs your financial support to keep going. Even $10 helps, but you can donate any amount. Just click or tap on the link at the end of the video. Thanks. And now on with this week's report. Of course, the main item last week was Special Prosecutor Mueller's indictments, which appears to be a game-changer in the whole Trump-Russia affair. Monday's indictments included ex-Trump campaign supervisor Paul Manafort, which was no surprise, given his known history of entanglements with all sorts of sketchy operations. But the really juicy revelation was of George Papadopoulos, reputed to be a mere unpaid campaign policy advisor, not on anyone's radar, but who, it turns out, had already been arrested and pleaded guilty last summer, and had been cooperating with the FBI for months in their investigation putting together Russian contacts with Trump campaign officials. In other words, someone who knew what was going on and who was on the inside had, unbeknownst to the Trump people, already spilled his guts to the feds, thereby incriminating Trump personnel higher up on the food chain, making them co-conspirators. All this became common knowledge on Monday, with more details appearing each day since. So, what was going on in the zodiac Monday, October 30th? Here's the chart, based on the approximate time of the Papadopoulos indictment becoming public knowledge. Well, appropriately, the rising sign is Scorpio, sign of secrets and investigations. On that day, Mercury, planet of facts, was still in Libra with Jupiter, planet of truth and law, and shows up in the 12th house of hidden actions, conspiracies, treason, and so forth. And Mercury was in Parivartana Yoga with Venus, planet of guidance and lawyers, in Virgo, sign of details and analysis, in the 11th house of the chart, the house of results, and accompanied by Mars, planet of attack. Note how Saturn, the reality check planet, had just moved into Sagittarius on Thursday, October 26th, the day before the media got wind of the impending indictments. Interesting thing about the first part of Sagittarius, this is Mula, the lunar sign, the nakshatra, represented by Nariti, the goddess of dissolution and calamities, a female variant of Shiva, the destroyer. Mula is known as a nakshatra for extreme events, usually unpleasant. And Uranus, the planet of sudden, unexpected events, is at 1 degree Aries, thus in near exact trine aspect to Saturn's new position. Remember that the trine aspect is an enabler. The planet of sudden, unexpected events is sending help to Saturn in Mula, help for something extreme, dramatic, radical, and revelatory. The downside is that Uranus influencing Saturn does upset the apple cart and can feel like things are spiraling out of control. The moon, which is the seconds hand of the cosmic clock, on Monday, October 30th, was in Saturn's sign Aquarius, the sign of social revolution, and in Shatabhishek Nakshatra, a lunar sign connected with secrecy and puzzles. And the moon was conjunct Neptune, planet of illusions and confusion. Since the release of the court documents, Mercury has moved on in the zodiac and is now in Scorpio. that's the planet of facts, in the sign of secrets and investigations. And by being in Mars' sign, Mercury has established a special relationship, a Parivartana Yoga, with Mars, the planet of aggression, which is still in Mercury's sign, Virgo, the sign of analysis. Thus, aggressive analysis of the details, coordinating with more investigation of the facts. This planetary pattern shows Trump and company does have something to worry about. Mercury and Mars will be in this pattern for the next 3 weeks, so the past week's indictments are likely just the appetizer tray of the main course yet to come. Now we hear that even the Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions, is being investigated for his connection to the deal, as well as perjury before the Senate. For clues on where all this is going, we take another look at Donald Trump's natal astrology chart. For starters, let's remember that Mr. Trump is Leo rising, with Mars, planet of action and aggression, conjunct the ascendant. Leo is the sign of the king. The king depends on his helpers, his lieutenants, his loyal lieutenants. This is why Trump is obsessed with loyalty. Because the king is subject to betrayal. His Achilles heel is his advisors. And true to form, it's Trump's advisors and underlings, past and present, who have become witnesses against him in the Mueller investigation. Mr. Trump is currently in his Jupiter major period, which started around the time he got elected, and which activates the fifth house and the eighth house of his chart, as well as its placement in his second house. The fifth house is the house of speculation and investment. The eighth house is financial arrangements with others. The second house is personal income. So, we can see this is a great setup for Mr. Trump for making money, and yet, as many have surmised, it may well be his money affairs that ultimately bring him down. But there's another read on this. The fifth house is also the house of children, and the eighth house is clandestine activities, which can lead to scandal. And the second house, along with being personal finances, is the house of family, as well as speech. Now, here's another wrinkle. Saturn, the reality check planet, the planet of suffering, has just entered Sagittarius, which is Trump's fifth house of children. And by its tenth house square aspect, Saturn is also sending its energy to Jupiter, planetary ruler of Trump's fifth house, which is simultaneously his current major period ruler. Further, Mars, the planet of combat, is transiting in the second house of speech and family through all of November. So, sounds like Trump's offspring, his family, are going to be going through a rough time. Of course, we expected that, with the June Russians in Trump Tower meeting, that, at the very least, Donald Jr. was going to end up in the crosshairs. Also, Mars, as the planet of impulse, in his second house of speech, makes it extremely likely that Trump will blurt out something incriminating during the coming weeks. Now, just for an additional check on things, look at the chart of the USA. Here we find that Saturn, the reality check planet, has just entered the USA Sagittarius ascendant, and Mars, planet of combat, by transiting in Virgo, is causing problems in the USA 10th house of the leadership, and simultaneously afflicting the natal Saturn, planet of the established order, in the 10th house of the leader. So, looks like there will indeed be fireworks and consequences during the month of November. Get your popcorn out. This should be interesting. Okay, that's all the time I have for this week's report, but before leaving, I have a small favor to ask. It does take a lot of time, effort, and work to produce these videos. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.